got this cold white Russian in my hand. I got this turquoise sky.
Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Girl, I got this. Don't gotta think too hard. It's a can't miss. I know right where to start.
All right, folks, welcome into another show here of Real Estate Realities. And we always start the good, the bad. We give you a little title of the show. Title of today's show is Exit Plans and Avoiding Taxes. It's a good one. Good one for many of you who have done a great job with your investment properties. You've held them 15, 20 years, or maybe 30 years. And now you're trying to figure out, how do I exit without paying Uncle Sam? That is the name of the game right there. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to have Austin Darby on the third segment. He's going to give you some pointers with insurance now. Rates are dipping. It might be a good time to call him. Boy, the peak was probably 2-3 months ago with insurance, and now we're starting to see a little relief. So that is good news. So make sure you stick around to hear that segment. Obviously, the bad is what's going on over in Israel. It's heartbreaking. And I mean, you really keep those folks in your prayers, because it's so discouraging to see how ill humanity is and how the devil is at work with Hamas and what they're doing to kids and just innocent people. So lift them up in your prayers, and, you know, just encourage us to be grateful for what we have here in the United States of America, and what a pleasure it is to live in this great country. So the good is we got Dave and Buster's coming into Colorado Springs, hiring 160 people. They're coming in up at Briargate. And you may go, well, what's the big deal? Folks, this is important stuff. Anytime we get companies coming here that have longevity like a Dave and Buster's, they're doing mass studies on Colorado Springs, and they're trying to figure out, hey, is this a market we feel like we can produce in for the next 25, 50 years. So always good seeing corporations bust in. Right up there, just a little bit further north, is the Live Notes concert venue. They've gotten pushback from the neighborhood about noise issues, stuff like that. And it's tough, because I think it'll really, really boost our economy, help us in a lot of ways, but it's finding that balance in the community. If you live up there, I would love to chat with somebody who lives up in that area and just hear what your thoughts are. Now, whether they're negative, positive, you're for it or against it, that'd be great. 719-232-1063, because I could use some insight from some people up there in that area who know more than I do, because they're living there. So give me a call over the break if you do live up there. If you know more about it, drop me a line. You can text me on that number, 232-1063. Give me some advice on what you know about the new concert venue going in up north. Stick around. We're going to talk about exit plans, avoiding taxes. Very, very important. Some things you can do here to avoid paying Uncle Sam. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality, 719-232-1063. We specialize in helping you create passive income, property management. You can reach out to me once again, 232-1063. We'll be right back.
Well, a jackrabbit running down a gold foothold. Someone's in the back room counting my gold. Jibber dancing on the telephone line. A man's on the way and I'm out of time. Yes, I walked all my life on a hard rock pile. Can't work today cause I just got fired. Don't know what to do, I'm a nervous wreck. Pay my taxes with a welfare check.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Oh, I gotta run, I just can't stay. Gotta take what's left, I'll make a getaway. Pay for the wine, pay for the song. Pay when you're right, pay when you're wrong. Tax man coming with the paper in the hand. Take my house and take my land.
Okay, folks, we're back into it. Like I said, if it's your first time tuning in, you need property management services, we're more than happy to help you. We have 19 slots left. It's crazy. We've picked up 21 property management in the last 4 months. So anyway, keep that in mind if you own an investment property and want a little less headache. So this is what happens. You know, we talk with people all the time who are, you know, 60, 70 years old. They've bought these investment properties. They've fully depreciated them out, right? And they don't owe any more money on it. So they don't have interest write-offs. They're really going, we're just writing off the taxes. And insurance, and we're in a point where we just want to relieve debt in our lives. And that's something you have to remember, folks. When you get into investment properties, it is not, and you'll see this, you see people on YouTube and these crazy guys who are just Richard Kiyosaki, debt. And it's so funny because you have the Dave Ramsey who's debt-free and Richard Kiyosaki who goes, I'm extreme debt. I try to just meet in the middle and use a little common sense, but unfortunately, the way the news goes in radio, you have to be extreme to get attention. So that's why those guys do that. They get traction and viewership, listenership. But I really try to mix them in because I think there's very solid debt up front where you leverage into your real estate, which you have to do, right? You can't take Dave Ramsey and go, don't buy an investment property, you can buy it all cash. That's for the birds, okay? There's responsible leverage. And so when you leverage in, there's a time of life of leverage and a time to deleverage. I'm in a life after 10 years of leveraging pretty hard. I'm in a life of deleveraging now because my debt got so high, upwards of $3 million in real estate debt. I said, well, I need to start paying some off. And so there's times for growth and then there's times to be conservative and pay properties off. And so know that. It's not all just leverage, 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 more properties, more properties. It may be time for you to thin the herd. Okay. And so when you're ready to do that, you go, well, geez, Justin, we bought this property for $100,000. It's worth $400,000. That's $300,000 capital gains on it and recapture of depreciation. We're going to be paying like $105,000 to the IRS. It just doesn't make sense. We're better off keeping the property. But then they go back to the fact of what we want to get rid of it. We want to get the money out because we want to get, let's just use an example, a second home in Arizona. And they're like, we'd rather lower our income, work less, and eliminate debt, which is very, very smart. So what happens is you can take these opportunities to work the market fairly, work the tax code for you, and you can take a property and experience vacation retirement with it that was once a rental property. Right? And so let me start off here. I got some of the top 7 tips here. The first one is you can rent a property for 3 of the last 5 years. We'll start with that one. That's the easiest. So when you go to the closing table, they'll ask you, has this been a principal residence for 2 out of the last 5 years? If you can answer yes to that question, you do not owe any capital gains on that property. So yes, you can move back into a rental property of yours and live in it 2 out of the 5 years. That's number one. That's the most basic is moving back into it. Okay. The other thing I'm going to talk to you about is a 1031 exchange, rent then occupy, which is totally legal and ethical. I have done it. I've helped other people do it. And so let's take an example here that I know of here in Colorado Springs. Somebody who wanted a second home down in Arizona. They had 5 rental properties here. They took one rental property and sold it for $370,000. They did a 1031 exchange, purchased a property down in Arizona in Surprise, Sun City West area for, I think it was a little bit more. It was like $390,000. So they brought $20,000 extra to the table as well because $370,000 was their net out. And they avoided all capital gains, all recapture of depreciation. It went to that house in Arizona. Then they legally and ethically rented that property for, I think they actually did this one for, if I remember correctly, it was like 15 months. But legally, you need to do it for a year, right? So they rented the property out, and now they've actually moved in. And they've moved in and avoid any capital gains, which is just a thing of complete beauty. Because if they would have purchased that house and say they would have done, you know, 20% down with current day's rates, that payment actually would have been $2,100. And the house they were renting in Briargate, they were only getting $2,000. Well, do the math, folks. After you pay your taxes and insurance, they're getting like $1,800. And they're getting taxed on that $2,000 with no tax benefits left. So why would you pull a mortgage for $2,100? Keep this coming in at $2,000 when you're at 18, you're negative like $300-$400. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Great time to deleverage at that point. That's where you use the 1031 exchange. And I've been helping my father with this over the last 3 to 4 years because he is 77 years old and he is cashing out his investments after holding them 20 to 30 years. And how do you avoid paying taxes? Another thing you can do, number three on the list, is owner carry. If you own it outright and you don't want to pay the taxes, the big bulk of it up front, you can carry the note. You can be the bank and say, well, I know your investment property rate is 9.5%. I'll do 7% for you, and you only have to put 10% down. Heck of a way to avoid taking that lump sum capital gains, and you carry it. Or a rent-to-own option, folks. You can do a rent-to-own option. These are ways you can avoid the capital gains. So I'm going to just run through it again. Living it 2 out of 5 years, right? 1031 exchange. That's one of them right there. Number three, owner carry, rent to own. Okay? Now we move on to number four. You can make under $48,000 is the last time I checked that limit, and you can pay no capital gains. That waives your capital gains in the stock market, in the real estate world, if you make under $48,000. And yes, that counts your rental income too. So for some of you, that might be a problem. But if you're down to your last investment property, and there's ways you can push income around and defer it to the following year, you can make under $48,000 and pay no capital gains. Another great tip there. Okay, and one that a lot of people don't hear about, and I don't know how it would benefit you unless you're flipping homes, but I did want to bring it in because there is a gentleman I know who is in his 60s, and he flips homes. He avoids paying the capital gains because his money is in a Roth IRA. So he takes the $350,000 as Roth, he buys the property, he flips it, he makes $450,000 after his cost of materials of $50,000, he makes a gain of $50,000. Well, instead of that being taxed and him owing $10,000, it gets reinvested into his IRA and he does not owe capital gains on it. Just Google this one. Google it. It'll really intrigue you. Roth IRA investment, flipping homes, how you can avoid taxes. As we move on to the next tip here, you can sell a property and put it into a REIT. That's right. You sell the property and put it into a real estate investment fund. It's like for like, totally legal and ethical, and you get out of the actual real estate physicality of it, right? You're still invested in a real estate fund, but you are not the one calling the plumber to fix the hot water heater, okay? That's something a lot of people don't know either. So the last, which is not the most fun way, is death. When you do die, your family inherits it at that basis. So if you pass away and that house is worth $500,000, they inherit it at $500,000. They can then sell it tax-free. There's no recapture of depreciation. Or they could take it at that basis and continue renting the property. Not as glamorous, but that is a way to avoid taxes. So we run back through the list. You can move back in, live in it 2 out of 5 years to get the exemption. You can do a 1031 exchange, rent then occupy. You can move some finances around, defer some income, make under $48,000 for no capital gains. Or you can be purchasing a property with your Roth IRA if you want to dabble into the flipping world, even though I don't teach that. That is a way to avoid taxes. That's why I brought it up when it comes to real estate. You can also sell and do a 1031 exchange and invest that into a real estate investment fund, more commonly known as a REIT. And the last one, you can pass away and your family will inherit that completely tax-free sale. So those are some tips for you. If you have questions about how that plays out to you specifically, feel free to give me a call, 719-232-1063. We have Austin Darby with Main Street Insurance joining us next. He's going to give us some tips on how you can save, what's going on in the real estate industry. If you have any questions for me over the break, once again, 719-232-1063. If you have ideas for my next show next week, improvements to get more rent on your home, stuff that's worked for you on your investment property, shoot me a text. Once again, 232-1063. I can learn a lot from you, the radio listener. We'll be right back with Austin Darby.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Got nothing for the pain, 'cause when life moves fast, it don't matter who you are. You gotta find someone to hold.
folks. We're back into the third segment here. Austin Darby with Main Street Insurance does all my insurance for me, for many of you radio listeners. And not only does he save you money, but he gives you white glove service. You don't get a 1-800 number. You get him directly. Austin, thank you for taking the time to join us this Sunday morning.
Oh, thanks for always having me, Justin. It's always fun to come on and chat. Really interesting stuff.
Well, it always is, man. It's a fast-moving market, and I even have gotten frustrated with you, right? Just like a lot of my people who are landlords and the property management have gotten frustrated with me with the cost of increasing, you know, rates as far as getting stuff fixed, new carpet, getting a furnace fixed. I was going, Austin, why are the rates so sky high? Tell us a little bit about how that evolved and what you're starting to see now. You talked about a little bit of relief in the market last time I saw you.
Yeah, and last time we kind of spoke, that's kind of exactly what we're seeing. So a lot of these companies, I guess over the course of every year, they kind of pay attention to their profit margin. And that's what people don't really understand when it comes to insurance is, you know, an insurance company is exactly that. They're a company that makes money. They're not in it to have customers that pay a really small amount and then they pay out big chunks. I mean, that would be an ideal world, right? But I mean, I think you kind of understand it, and I've, you know, grown to understand it as I've been in it now for the past 5 years. And it's kind of one of those situations where, yes, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you're taken care of. That's the reason you have the insurance. But I mean, I also want to point out too, that I don't work for the insurance company. I work for you, the customer, you know, and getting these things taken care of properly. But that's one of the things that I've seen is, you know, people think that, oh man, I've had insurance for the last 5 years with you and it goes up every year. And that's kind of where we talk about it. You know, inflation's one thing, but also the natural disasters that we have here in Colorado. I mean, you've seen it with all the hail damage with the properties that you manage. I mean, it's all over the place. And Colorado is just one of those states that we've had a rough stretch the past few years. And a lot of these companies in the state of Colorado are upside down. And that's the biggest reason for these rate hikes.
Yeah, I mean, they took it in the shorts and people, they get so darn excited to slap a new roof on and hail damage on your car and stuff like that. You have to remember that this was what Austin liked me to is it's a business. They have to make money. Otherwise, they will pull out of certain areas, which you said some companies have.
Yeah, and it's super scary. I mean, hopefully we're not on the same track as California, but I mean, Nationwide, Allstate, State Farm, they've started completely pulling out on all new business. And basically what that means, people don't understand. We're like, oh, well, I've had State Farm for 30 years. Well, it's at the point now where if you've had State Farm for 30 years and you live in California and you make one claim that's big, they can drop you and say, hey, you just made a big claim. We're no longer writing your insurance as of the expiration. Then now you can't get a new policy with State Farm or Allstate or Nationwide, and your options just get smaller and smaller. So that's a little bit what we talked about. You know, we spoke last time about insurance in the market and everything, but it's finding ways to protect your home outside of insurance and really just making sure that you're using the insurance for the catastrophic losses and not that you had three shingles damaged, so you took $2,000 from the insurance company to have a roofer come out and repair it and then come out of pocket your deductible. It's just making sure that we're doing our due diligence and we're only filing claims when it's something that, man, we got a $20,000, $30,000 loss. We really need this to get covered by insurance, you know, compared to, oh, my pipe broke in my basement and there's $2,000 worth of damage. It's just getting educated on those situations and understanding, yes, you have insurance, so it takes care of boo-boos, but make sure it's not a, you know, a little scratch. It's a, you know, it's a pretty big wound if we're going to take it to the insurance company to make sure that, you know, we're keeping insurance rates down, because, you know, if you're making multiple claims, your insurance rates are either going to go up or you're going to get dropped.
Yeah, and that's one thing we'll hammer in again for a lot of you is not calling. We've said it before. Do not call your insurance carrier first. If you call Austin, he'll know.
No,
he'll go, hey, let's get a roofer out there. Let's have him take a look because he's there to protect you. But some people are just buffoons and they just call the 1-800 number and they send out an adjuster and a claim gets denied and their rate goes up because they tried to make a claim.
Exactly. And we've talked about that a couple times, but just to reiterate, just calling and making the claim, even if your claim's not covered, it goes on your claims record. So it's a weird little situation with the insurance company, but like you just said,
so Justin, Austin,
call me first.
Let me stop you right there. So if somebody thinks, hey, well, I'm going to make a claim, I'm selling my house and the inspector came out and I need to put a new roof on, doesn't matter because I'm selling it. So But it sounds like it will affect their next house that they purchase because it's on their record.
It follows you. Yep. So with a homeowner's claim, it follows you. And that's one thing I try to tell people all the time, because they go, oh, well, I filed two claims, but that was on a different house. But it's you as a customer is what they're rating, right? They see, you know, you're someone that with your last policy on your last home, you know, files frequent claims. So even though you're at a new home, they don't think your behavior is just going to change. They see you as a liability. Like, this person is going to pay me $2,000 to $3,000 a year for homeowner's insurance, but every 5 years they're going to make $20,000 claims. That's not very profitable. And that's how you get rated poorly. You get bad rates. They look at stuff like that. But yes, your claims history follows you, not just the house that you're in.
It's knowledge to me too. And it sounds like the easiest way to explain is it's almost like a credit score, but for insurance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It is an insurance score. And that's exactly what they do. They go, how long have you had insurance? Have you always made your payments on time? Have you ever missed a payment? Have you ever had a policy canceled because of non-payment? How many claims have you made? And they look at that too. They go, okay, well, you've paid $2,000 a year for the last 10 years, which is $20,000, and you've made no claims. So you're a profitable customer for the insurance company. I know people don't want to hear that, but I mean, that's just what these companies are looking to do. They keep your rates down if you're making them money. And, you know, when it is time to make a big claim, yeah, take the insurance company up on it. But I just see too many people, like you said, call me first, 719-464-4705. Or you know, what we do, what I always have people do first before we call a claims adjuster is we send out an inspector. You know, we get free inspections from all of our contractors, right? I mean, from roofers and anywhere above and beyond. They'll come out and give you an estimate. Hey, you know, this pipe burst caused $4,000 of the damage inside. And then let's evaluate, what's your deductible? What's the cost from the contractor? Should we file a claim or should we just take care of this one out of pocket? Same thing with your roof. Get an honest roofer, because same thing there. Roofers don't make money by telling you you don't need a roof.
But the good ones who've been in town a long time know that they do it right. They be honest. They're in it for the long run. You'll go, gee, that's awful nice of you to be honest with me and not take me for a ride. I'm going to refer you to my friend. And that's the difference between getting a good roofing company that Austin's going to recommend you rather than going with some fly-by-nighter who's knocking on your door who's in town for the year.
Exactly. So yeah, give me a call, 719-464-4705. I'm not even kidding with you, Justin. It's funny you say that. I have a buddy that I played baseball with in like 2016. And he said, hey, if you ever need a roofer, let me know. I'm working in the contracting and roofing business. And I'm like, oh, really? Did you move to Colorado? And he said, no, but I know you guys get a lot of roof damage. So it's just like you said, there's these people that even know. They're not even from in town, but they're calling and reaching out to me and then see that I'm an insurance and go, oh, I'm going to come in and swoop up some roofs because you're in Colorado where the roofs are getting pounded all the time by hail.
Yeah, it's crazy. But folks, call Austin if you have questions about your insurance policy, ways you can save, making sure you have the right coverage. He's done a wealth of help, you know, for me, done an amazing job. His number, 719-464-4705. That's 464-4705. You can call or text him, and he will help you save money and protect your greatest asset. Thanks for coming on with us, Austin. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. It's been a good one.
All right, man. Folks, another one in the books. Thanks for joining us. Another show of Real Estate Realities. Go be a blessing to somebody else today. Spread the joy in this world during these turbulent times that we are seeing. Say some prayers for those who need it. And remember, we live in the greatest country in the world. It is such a blessing. Use the gifts God has given you to bring joy to somebody else's life. We'll be right back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. Thanks for tuning in. Real Estate Realities, 719-232-1063.
Our God, yeah. Yeah.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.